PodCheck Review, September 1st, 2005.
And now it's time for a PodCheck Review promo.
It's a new month and that means it's time to vote for me at Podcast Alley. It's time to vote for me at Podcast Alley. It's time to vote for me at Podcast Alley. We know you're busy, but if you would be so kind as to...
Hi, this is Scott D. Fletcher, host of PodCheck Review at www.podcheck.com. Now, we've never done this before, but since we're doing it today, we thought we'd do it upright. We're asking you to go to Podcast Alley and vote for PodCheck Weekly Review.
PodCheck is the one to vote for. PodCheck is the one you adore.
Remember one name,
PodCheck.
This isn't the full show today, this is just a promo to let you know what's coming up on the next PodCheck Review at podcheck.com. And I'll also tell you why I have to change my name to Scott D. Fletcher. Apparently I have a doppelganger down in Australia, and people are getting confused. That's understandable. He's talented, I'm talented. So anyway, coming up on the next PodCheck Review at podcheck.com, we'll take a look at a new Flash-based player out on the market. Also, some comments on Arbitron's new portable purple people-eater meter and its impact on the ratings business for TV, movies, radios, and podcasts. Also, we'll answer some questions on when you can and cannot use copyrighted music in your podcasts. We'll take a look at a unique way that a bar in Muncie, Indiana is using iPods to show patrons their food menus. Also, Purdue University is now podcasting their lectures. Nintendo Corporation finally enters the podcast realm. And in fact, they hired Carl Franklin to produce it. Carl Franklin of .NET Rocks and Pop Productions. All that and the ever-present listener email and voicemail segment at the end of the show. Also, in response to the predicting the future bit that we did on our August 22nd show,
in the year 2000,
we're inviting you to submit your predictions on the future, and we'll compile them into our next Predicting the Future segment. You can send your predictions to us via email or MP3 attachment to show@podcheck.com. Or by voicemail at 206-GAG-IPOD. That's area code 206-424-4763. Visit www.podcheck.com for more details and subscribe today.
In the year 2000.
And last but not least, over the past 4 months, we at the PodCheck Weekly Review, now known as the PodCheck Review, have stayed away from the whole begging for votes thing. You know, please vote for me, it means so much. Well, it doesn't. It really doesn't mean much to us. Except, we like to do everything once. So please, in September, if PodCheck Weekly Review, also now known as PodCheck Review, could be in the top 10 over at Podcast Alley. You know, if everyone or half or even a quarter of the people that listen to this show, that means you, voted for the PodCheck Review over at Podcast Alley, the PodCheck Review would be in the top 10. So just this once, so we can tell our kids and our grandkids, you know, we were around when podcasting got started, and it was called podcasting back then, back before Microsoft changed the name of it. Oh, we have so much to tell you. Sit down a while. Let me tell you about how we walked uphill both ways to school. Whether you vote or you don't vote, we know you're listening, and we thank you for that. Because if you weren't listening, we would be doing this show for nothing. So thank you. Yeah. And we'll talk to you on the upcoming PodCheck Review podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.